This is Life I Swear, where we share stories and reflections from Black women about trials in their lives that have helped them heal, connect, and process. Every week, we hold space for storytelling that both challenges and inspires us to be good to ourselves. I'm your host, Chloe Dulce Luvueso. Today's episode is brought to you by Weekend Mood, a sustainable loungewear brand encouraging you to enjoy leisurely living every single day. Visit weekendmood.com, that's WKNDmood.com, and check out their launch line of 100% premium linen robes and lifestyle accessories. Enjoy a 10% discount at checkout with your purchase with the code Life, I Swear. Life, I Swear. That rolls off my tongue easier in 2020 than any other year. This year has been full of the unexpected, which has required sudden change, stillness, and hard truths. All of the uncomfortable, but hopefully also comforting, to know that you survived, we survived. We survived the pandemic, the self-doubts, the restlessness. We survived a year of challenge, and in that, I hope you let your heart rest. This year has been personally rewarding. Being home has helped me find my grounding. In a life that's felt like a constant roller coaster, being home has paused the movement and let me nest in my own goodness for a while, if just for a while. I started this podcast and made it through 2 seasons of conversations with women I admire and love, and with you as listeners. Gems were dropped this year through their storytelling, and I'm ending the year with takeaways I'll guard close forever. But something else happened this year that I am so excited to share with you. Before I do, I want to share an excerpt from a conversation I had with Dineja Fantastic. She is a creator of Urban Realist, a lifestyle home and travel site, and a special friend. I'll tell you why after these words by Dineja on what this year of 2020 has taught her and what she hopes more of us leave this year remembering.
I didn't realize how much I attached my productivity to my self-worth. And it wasn't until COVID happened that I realized you really find strength in being productive, which is all well and good, but you still, in a sense, have to come home to yourself even when there's nothing to do. And what does that look like? And so I think as an entrepreneur, it's important to take time to discover what that is for you. So yes, being productive, having faith, having grit, being like willing to be wrong is so important. Being willing to like take a chance and fail is so important, but also being able to take a step back and be like, okay, you are an entrepreneur. Yes. But like apart from that, you need to be comfortable with who you are as a person. It's okay to let things go. Women, especially Black women, we're so powerful. So often we as Black women put everyone else before, like everyone else's needs before our own. And it's kind of just like, I don't know. I feel like it's something that is almost expected, right? If you can't breathe, you can't help anybody else breathe. We're not going to be unable to help anybody else to like your full potential because you won't be able to do it. There's a huge what if right now for everyone. Or like what next? Like no one knows what's going to happen next. And so everything that I thought was going to happen, it's not, so Jesus take the wheel, because I don't got it. I don't have it. It's not, I don't know what's going to happen next, so I don't know nearly as much as I always think I do. There's always room to grow. There's always room to learn. So much I'm still learning about myself, especially with productivity, but also that like it's okay to take a break. I think I really struggled with that for a long time. I'm realizing like it's okay to just be, not feel guilty about it. And sometimes you just need to be for like an entire month. It's like I'm learning a lot still. This is not a summer abroad. We're living through a pandemic. We're living through a pandemic and like revolution. In a sense, we're in survival mode. And so we have to be able to give ourselves grace. If you want to sleep until noon and order Uber Eats the next 3 days, go ahead. You just have to wake up every day and take care of yourself and the ones you love around you. That's mm-hmm. all you have to do.
Dinesia is my first Instagram muse turned real life friend. She's based out of Atlanta, where she's ran The Urban Realist. And after a few years of back and forth cheering each other on in the DMs, on a visit to Atlanta last year, I asked her on a first date. I'd casually mentioned I was thinking of a podcast, and casually mentioned I always wanted to curate a coffee table book. Dinesia told me to do both. It was maybe the first time I'd said either out loud, and what she didn't know was that her instinctive support and effortless kindness of both ideas planted seeds and reaffirmed a desire to tell women's stories that I had had for as long as I can remember. So, I've been holding on to this news until I could really sit with it and believe it. In fall 2021, I'll be releasing a book with HarperCollins Publishers. The title, of course, is Life, I Swear. The book is part memoir written by myself, part a curation of stories from 25 other Black women who share their own journey of pain and joy with honesty and unapologetic self-love. The collection is narrated around themes of identity, self-discovery, resilience, among others, and encourages Black women to come home to themselves through self-examination and grace. To say this is a dream come true is an understatement. I've always written in silence and mostly in solitude. I've never shared and often muted my passion for it because, well, life. It got self-sacrificial. I sacrificed my own love of the art for the sake of duty and the pace of life that wouldn't let me carve out the time. But at the start of this year, I made that desire a decision. With stillness, there weren't any excuses to deflect from what was actually an insecurity about whether being a writer could or would ever happen. To have the support of friends and family and strangers in this pursuit has helped me return back to the realm of possibility. As we look to the new year, I leave you with these questions to ruminate over. What does coming home to yourself look like for you? What have you always doubted about yourself, your dreams, or your capacity that you want to challenge in the new year? What is a negative narrative about yourself that you commit to debunking through action and through perspective shifting? And of course, how are you giving yourself grace? 2021 can only go up from here. I hope you lean into it with intention and with a heart and a faith rooted in possibility. This is our last episode of the season. Season 3 is going to be so sweet. I'll have another beautiful lineup of Black women sharing their stories, plus a few other ways I plan to play with storytelling formats. If you enjoyed this season, leave a review. Follow Life I Swear on Instagram, and share a story with me that is meaningful to your processing. Until then, happy holidays and happy new year. Thank you for listening to Life I Swear. You can follow Life I Swear on Instagram. And if you haven't yet, subscribe, rate, and review this podcast wherever you get your podcast fix. And learn more at lifeiswear.com. I hope you join me next week for another episode. In the meantime, be well, friend.